Pro-Trans Organization Pushes Transgender Inclusive Math, by Spencer Lindquist on December 29, 2022. A pro-trans organization is pushing for trans and non-binary inclusive math curriculums that advance gender ideology. The Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network, GLSEN, exists to try adding radical gender theory into school policies and curriculums. But the organization is not just focused on health and history classes or policies surrounding sports and bathrooms, but is now pushing for trans and non-binary inclusive math curriculums. GLSEN made its case for ideologically motivated math classes in an article on their website called How Do We Make Math Class More Inclusive of Trans and Non-Binary Identities? The article claims that mathematics educators play an important part in reversing this trend by creating inclusive environments for LGBTQ students and trans and non-binary students in particular. It also charges that mathematics teachers are the least likely to teach an LGBTQ inclusive curriculum. But there are many ways for math teachers to include LGBTQ content in class, according to the organization's research. GLSEN makes specific recommendations regarding the types of lessons and activities that an inclusive math class might have. One portion reads, "An example from Algebra 2 could be a linear programming problem constructed with a goal of finding the cheapest possible way to attend prom. The problem could include the cost of tickets per person, tuxedo rental, dresses, dinner, and a limo ride, and be explicit about including LGBTQ couples in any formal attire they choose." A rather bizarre suggestion says, another activity could be to model the spread of the use of the singular they/them/their pronoun. It goes on to say, by starting with a community of a given size, perhaps 25,000 people, and giving the probability that any encounter will lead to a percent of the population adopting the they/them/their pronouns as part of regular use, the students can determine how long it will take for the entire population to adopt the use. In addition, math teachers are encouraged to promote gender theory by teaching that there is a distinction between gender and sex. As teachers teach about data collection and relevance, they should include whether it is beneficial to include gender or biological sex, being sure to reinforce the difference between those two terms, GLSEN argues. The pro-trans organization also tells teachers to make students include categories other than male and female when they are collecting demographics related to sex or gender. When students are creating their own surveys, if they want to include data for biological sex, teachers need to be sure they include both intersex and other as choices, GLSEN writes before adding, if the students want to include data for gender, a variety of choices need to be included, such as agender, gender fluid, female, male, non-binary, transman, transwoman, and other. GLSEN argues that all relationships between teachers and students require the acknowledgement of LGBTQ students and an affirmation of those students' lives. But GLSEN is not the only organization that has worked to embed woke ideology into math classes. Breitbart News previously revealed that an education consulting firm called the Queer Mathematics Teacher had advocated for woke gender ideology to be taught in math classes. The organization's website claims, the ability to consider sexuality irrelevant in the mathematics context is a heteronormatively privileged position. The organization supposedly specializes in humanizing mathematics education for LGBTQ+ students. GLSEN is focused on much more than just math classes, however. The organization distributes pro-transgender books to elementary and kindergarten classes through its Rainbow Library program. Breitbart News reported that GLSEN called this program a first step for getting in front of kids as well as a stepping stone for inclusive curriculum at the district or state level. Breitbart News revealed that General Motors financially supported the Rainbow Library program with a grant. Breitbart News also revealed that AmeriCorps offered a stipend for a 22-23 GLSEN student and educator outreach position. The description of the role, archived here, explained that the member will drive engagement with educators, school districts and Gay Straight Alliance/Gender Sexuality Alliance, GSA, clubs across the state, while also conducting training. Meanwhile, Discover the Networks found that in addition to engaging in lobbying and political activism, the organization has offered sexually explicit materials and information to young school children at its conferences. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at slindquist@breitbart.com.